Dakshokurimushita Bhakti Pramadaksho Purinupasya Bhakti Pramadaksho Purinupranamma Bhakti Pramodam Labhate Janavai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shivarsho Bhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sammanda Vikyano Daini Prahavi Namaha Madhuru Jajala Premadha Sirupanu Go Bhakti Da Siguro Koruna Shakti Vigrahaya Namastuti Namaste Gauravani Simurtaye Dinatarine Sirupanugo Virudho Aposhidhanto Dhanto Harine. Bancha Kalapotarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhaje Vacham Pratitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Hema Badibhacha Vishundaraya Tashmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandra Namo Namaste. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopisha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namaskuti Tapto Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vamsi Bato Tathasthita Karshana Venushanara Gopi Gopinata Srihastuna Vendai Tulasidevvai Priyaiya Keshavashacha Sri Krishna Bhakti Pade Devi Shattavattai Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tirani Maharaj explain which is crow he's telling the peacock. He make peacock with each crow. So about sadhu sangha, I am coming here all the way to get sadhu sangha. So sadhu, symptom of sadhu. What is the symptom of sadhu? Maharaj explained that Krishna bhakti janma mool hai sadhu sangha. Root of Krishna bhakti is sadhu sangha. Which sadhu? What is the symptom of sadhu? Sadhu means just wearing saffron, sannyas, neckbeard, penichal, sikha, sadhu. Actually, sadhu symptom is not Bhagavatam explained. Nice explanation. The third canto, there is explanation is this. Tritishkava karunika sridha sarva dehinam ajata satrava santa sadhava sadhu bhushanam. Tritishkava, extreme tolerance. We have tolerance. I have no tolerance. Maharaj has tolerance. Actually, sadhu looks always everyone sadhu. You can see once Yudhishthira Maharaj was told that he should find one bad person, wicked person. Yudhishthira Maharaj never found one wicked person. Maharaj is sadhu, so he is looking everyone sadhu, I am sadhu. And simultaneously also, Duryodhana, he told Bhai, he said, you should find one good person, sadhu, please find one. He said, no one sadhu. If we wear red glass, but to look everyone red. Blue glass is on blue. So who is sadhu, his glass is sadhu glass. He's looking everyone sadhu. Right? Actually, symptom of sadhu, Srimad Bhagavatam explained clearly. That Tritishkava means extreme tolerance. Not only a little bit tolerance. You can see our all Guru Varga means our all previous priest Acharya. They are, how much they are suffering, but still they are accepting all of us. giving us lots of blessings, inspiration. I have seen myself when I was servant of my beloved Gurudev, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Pramukhati Vishnu Maharaj. One lawyer used to come every day, just after evening arati. He's coming and he blocked our Gurudev every day. And every day I have seen from the top of our mot's roof, he's going on a small bag to market for buying fish. You know this, in India, when people go into market for buying fish, there are two bags, one for vegetables, one for fish, right? So, every day, I also watch him when we stay at Calcutta, the market near up to Ahmedabad. So he's holding one small bag and buying fish. And every day also it's evening time. Every evening he's coming and listening Harikatha. Once Guru Maharaj really, he need to write so many articles. So every day he's going to bed late. I explained to him. Is Guru Maharaj, actually this person, though he is a lawyer, is a foolish, he is useless. I have seen he is going to market every day, he is buying fish. So why you are spending hours and hours time every day behind him? What is the utility? And then Guru Maharaj replied, you don't know the reality of Harikatha. One day it will act. He is sadhu. Is coming to listen. He has interest to listen. So he is sadhu, he always looking everyone sadhu. You can see also Narottam Thakur praying. Hoya cheno hoi bena prabhur jato dasa Savara charana banda dante kori ghasa. Narottam Thakur asa. Hoyachen, which is devotee. Hoyven, which is expected devotee. Prabhur jato das, a servant of Mahaprabhu, servant of Krishna, servant of Gurudeva, servant of Vaishnavas. I pay my obeisance to everyone. How? To keep a straw in between teeth. Yes? Whatever they say, you have to accept. Without any argument. Straw. You know, I have seen it when I was in my village, people, when actually not, there is some called Chaitra Sannyasi. Chaitra, end of this Vedic month, is Chaitra month. Vaishakh, Jashti, Ashar, Shravan, Bhadra, Ashin, Kartik, Aghan, Paush, Magh, Phalgun, Chaitra. That Chaitra month, there is called Jhap. Jhap is jumping. You know, jumping what? This is a symptom. So actually, every householder who wants to follow the renounced order just for 1 month, 20, and one for 1 month for the Chaitra month, or 15 days, or almost 1 fortnight, or 1 week, they are. They dedicate their life such a way, you can say, the fake renounce, that they will follow only for 7 days. After that, they will do whatever they want. In Bengal, you know that, चैत्र सन्यासी चैत्र सन्यासी तसे सन्यासी हाउ दे अपीयर टू बेग दे हैव टू ईट फ्रॉम बेगिंग हाउ दे अपीयर टू डोर दे कीपिंग स्ट्रॉ इन बिटवीन टीथ दे विल नॉट स्पीक लाइक दिस बट आफ्टर दैट आफ्टर बेगिंग दे आर दे विल डांस यू नो दिस इज डॉम इज देयर इट्स कॉल्ड ढांक दे विल डांस And the end of the Chaitra month is Chaitra Sankranti. Sankranti means end of the day, actually end of this month. The day, end of this month. This is Sankranti. Chaitra Sankranti day. They are going on the top, it's on a, bamboo set. And they are keeping some kind of, like, knife for cutting vegetables there and one straw bed put straw inside bag and this map human size people will hold there and they'll jump from the top of this bamboo set on this Some people has some cutting, some people nothing happened like that. So those people, the Chaitra Sannyasi. The Chaitra Sannyasi, also they are when they are coming, my point is that when they are coming to people, they are keeping straw in between teeth. So they don't want to speak. Whatever we say, they listen. So a Sannyasi means, So actually, sadhu means he should keep also extreme tolerance. Actually, sadhu means not like you are wearing dress. Sadhu means he is searching eternity. Is it considered sadhu? Sadhu dress can be sannyasi, like gopa. Everyone, all of you, sadhu, maybe, sadhu can, man, woman, everyone, sadhu. How much we have attention to search eternity, that much we are sadhu. How much we have dedication to practice the path of devotion, that much we are sadhu. So everyone sadhu. So I have come, that is why I am just telling, I am coming here. To get association. So as soon as he heard Jidandi Maharaj here, and he is allow me to be with him, then I am eager to come. So anyway, the Tritishkhava, yes, Tritishkhava extreme tolerance. You can see Krishna explained clearly in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. About extreme tolerance. Oh. Tolerance.
Some requests.
I think they can't hear
okay.
A
little
bit more loud in the night.
The tolerance. About the tolerance, he explained. There's Tulla Nindas Tutir Mauni Shantushta Jena Kena Chit Aniketas Thira Moti Bhakti Manme Priya Naraha. If you want to be dear to Krishna, sadhu is dear to Krishna. And then sadhu, who is sadhu? Krishna explained, tullo ninda means criticism. Stuti means glorification. Criticize, glorification. Santushta jena kena chit. Always we have to satisfy. But nowadays, my situation like that. If Bapu Prabhu say, Madhan Maharaj is very bad, I feel, oh my God, why? I feel distressed, right? But if Bapu Prabhu says, very nice Maharaj, big smile, right? But Krishna explained both situations we have to satisfy. Samo satrauca mitrecha tatha manapamanaya sitasna sukha dukshesu samo sanga vivarjita. Satru means enemy. Mitra means friend. Samo satrauca mitrecha tatha man apaman. Man means honor. Apaman means dishonor. Then sukha dukshesu. Sukha means happiness and distress. Every situation we have to keep equal vision. When we are able to establish the Tithiskava, extreme tolerance, people may criticize us, people may glorify us. Both situations have to keep. It's the same. Samo satsli samo. Samo satrauca mitreja. Tatha man apamanaya. Honor, dishonor, enemy, friend, but my nature, oh, he is enemy, my. He's bad. Let him go. I would like to know, right? But sadhu, he never thought like that. Real sadhu. Everyone acting according to his position. Actually, no one our enemy, no one our friend, if we look. Just like the fraction of time. A time will appear, you can see, enemy become my friend, and friend become my enemy. Right? So, if we keep tolerance, the time will act accordingly. You can see, like, you know, this time, I am coming with this same visa, every year, last 5 years. But this year in Kona Airport, they stopped me. Then asking, hey, you are a religious person. How will you get business visa? B1 visa. And well, I don't know. I am traveling for last 5 years with this same visa. But no one stopping me, like you. Now you have to go and sit in the office. I have talk with you. I went there. Then, you know, every day, every time, they allow this Kona Airport, they allow me to go. But this time they stopped me, 2 hours. And then, you can see how the time working. First, they are thinking, I am some kind of person, strange person. Further, asking about so many questions, then I ask, so what you are doing here? I am just reading books. What books? Holy books? What books? Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. What is this? There is an explanation of Radha and Krishna. Who is Radha Krishna? Yeah, Radha Krishna is a Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead. Do you have picture there? Yes, I open. So let me open my computer. Then I, you know, computer screen I have this open. There is Radha Krishna. Oh, the beautiful picture. Can you explain the glories of this? Then four. It was one. First it was one officer in front of me. Then the four officer came. Hey, see. First class picture. Then they are asking, who is this? Actually, this is Srimati Radharani. A lady or boy or girl? Yeah, girl. Oh, woman god. Yes. Yeah. Then they are asking me, why do I have this actually orange dress? You don't know? Orange dress means honesty and keeping tolerance. Really? We don't know the meaning of the orange dress. Then they are discussing, then they come, they are going to bring me up, all the way to gate. They allow me to go. So, the time can do everything. So, no one our enemy, no one our friend. Just to keep tolerance and do your own job. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained. Bhaktivinoda explained on Udila Uruna Pura Bhage. In this kirtan, you can see one line, one four line is there. Jivana nitya jana sar tahe nana vidha vipada bhar namashraya kari jatane tumi thako apan kaj. Jivana anitya, life anitya, it is not eternal. We have to die. We born, see the cause for to die. Cause of dying because we born, right? So life is not eternal. Anitya janoho sar, please know it. See the essence of our life. We have to die. And tahe nanavidho vipada bhay. So many obstacles, so many problems in our life. So what to do? Namasraya kori, take shelter of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra carefully. Jatane tumi, jatan means carefully. Thakoho apano kaje, and do your own job, own service. Go ahead with your. So this is so many example amongst our previous priest, previous acharyas. They kept so much example about that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if you look, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life. Biskishan, you know, Biskishan, one yogi, he meted like a god. Still you can see in all the India, so many people that meted like they are god. They can sit inside the fire. Like, you know, this once great sage, actually so-called sage, you can say. Say, he acts like a god. India, now he become very, very famous. I don't like to mention the name. Very famous. India, around the world also, very famous. They are, everyone accepting him still, he's like God. But same group, when they went to Calcutta, and met with P.C. Sarkar, one magician, he doesn't know he is magician, P.C. Sarkar. And then what happened? P.C. Sarkar offered one garland to him, and the same garland he makes sweet, one box full of sweet for him. And then P.C. Sarkar also, he makes again this garland to him, such a way exchanging. Then he says, hey, you are a magician like me. Why you were admitted like a god? So many situations may happen like that in your life. But you should not. So, such a sadhu also there. So, you know, what I want to say about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Biskishan imitated like a god. He went there by the order of British government, and as soon as he met with Vishkishna understood that he knew who am I. I am not God. I am just imitate like a God. So he explained, says, Kedarnath, don't disturb me. Please leave this place if you want to save your life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur holds Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, like considered like a Krishna. So hold Srimad Bhagavatam, and when he sent so many ghosts, but ghosts never touched. The real sadhu, though they are in bad situation outwardly, but that situation will not affect them. Under any circumstances, he felt, they will feel like that. This is, actually Lord Krishna make happy to keep me under the situation. So, this is called Titiskava. And Karunik. Karuna. Karuna means? Mercy. How much the mercy? Small? Sindhu. Ocean of mercy. Krishna's mercy, ocean of mercy. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Then Vaishnavas, when you pay obeisance to Vaishnavas, Pancha Kalpataru Bhascha, what is Kripa Sindhu? Sindhu. Real sadhu, they have Karuna like ocean of mercy. Not a little bit. Not this, you are doing that much, so I will do that much only. No. Real sadhu, always. Actually, I have seen also when I was servant of my Gurudev, he never thought, he never teach us anything. Baba never thought, he is coming from that society, he is coming from that society. So, he always, if you go there with your problems, he used to listen from you. And what was his treatment was like same. About his disciples or is not his disciple. Same treatment. Someone going there, so many troubles, try to explain him how to cure that problem. Then again he start to chant his mantra, Om Shasti Na Govindaha, Om Shasti Na Achyutanandau, Om Shasti Na Vasudeva Vishnuradadadu. Such a way with all the Shasti Vachan, things like that. Such a way he destroys blessings. Like at the end of it, Shri Vansa, 1999 at March, from ISKCON, Japataka Maharaj went there in Jagannath Puri, and he went to visit our Guru Maharaj. And he asked him some blessings. And then he bestowed his blessings. So Swasti Vacham, Nishina Prayer, all this mantra. I have seen such a way. Even this king of Puri, Puri king, Dibba Singha Dev, he came, he also did the same. Chief Minister of Odisha, he came, he also did the same. He never thought, they are actually minister, they don't care about that. He never thought. He said, that it's a living entity. He is coming to me to upgrade his life. He's given us a life. So let's do something in favor. This Karuna, equal vision, he never saw, should not look, he should not make any kind of distinction. He should keep equal vision. This Karuna for everyone. Like the cloud, he should not think, this place, they are not, this is not proper place, I should not give them water. Cloud always putting water everywhere, right? The sadhus always bestow his mercy to everyone, whoever wants to. The Karuna, Karunik, Srida Sarvadehinam. Srida Sarvadehinam means Srida Sarvadehinam means well-wisher to all living entities. Sarvadehinam. Well-wisher to all living entities. This is the nature of Sarva. So we should not make any distinction also here. Let's see. And Ajatasatrava, he should not think anyone is an enemy. Others may think he is my enemy. That sadhu is my enemy. But sadhu should not think he is my enemy. Real sadhu always, like what I explained, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was always looking everyone's sadhu. Everyone very nice, good. He never make any distinction. And Shanta, calm, quiet, not aggressive. Why? Because Krishna Bhakta is calm. Atev Shanta. Devotee of Lord Krishna, Nishkam, has no mundane desire, no other desire, only desire how to make happy more and more to Krishna, Vaishnavas and Guru. He has no intention to get sense enjoyment through any mundane benefit with his activities. He always wants, real sadhu always wants to please Krishna. You can see this definition of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion. Anna vilasita shunyam, adar desire empty. So desire should be there. What desire? For Krishna's gratification instead of his sense enjoyment also. His satisfaction, his name and fame. Jnana karma anabritam. Activities, we are always feel proud. We have pride that I have such type of qualities. So activities of qualities. I am engineer, I am doctor, I am such and such, such and such. I am scholar. Knowledge, activities. You feel pride. No. Whatever we have to dedicate. Like lotus, a lotus petal, when they, the cover petal, there is any kind of fragrance there, when lotus, no fragrance, when the petal open,
the fragrance in there.
So when you are able to dedicate ourselves to the lotus feet of Guru Vaishnava and Bhagavan, then the devotional fragrance will appear. Like you can see the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We are talking about all the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. There's 18 chapter, 700 sloka, right? But 18 chapter, there is three part. One part is karma yoga, one part is bhakti yoga, and one part is jnana yoga. First 6 chapter is considered like a karma yoga. Last 6 chapter is considered like a bhakti yoga. Bhakti. Jnana yoga. The jnana and karma covered in the bhakti meeting. So whatever we have, this we have, with our activities we are proud, with our knowledge we are proud. So if you are able to dedicate, means open the petals of jnana and karma, then the fragrance, devotional fragrance will appear. Otherwise, we just like parrot. In a parrot, they can speak, but they have no realization. There is one, I want to make one thorough understanding. I want to give one example that once sadhu, he saw the one bird catcher. He catch so many birds, parrots, and kept them in the cage. And he's walking on the road, and sadhu saw, these birds should have some freedom. Okay.
7:35.
How much time? If I get the 10 minutes, okay.
Yeah, more. Yeah.
Okay. So that the sadhu, he felt compassion to see all the birds. When this bird catcher explained, I want to sell them. If not able to sell, I will kill them and eat with the meat. With this explanation of this bird catcher, so he felt compassion, and he asked him this, how much cost of this of your whole birds? He said such and such price. He gave the price and took all the broad. And sadhu make a plan. He said, I will teach him and then I will allow him to go out. When they will moving around the forest with this explanation, the bird catcher came. So put the net, give the foods. Don't take the foods. Don't go there for taking the foods. There is a net. They will catch you and they will kill you. So when those birds are able to speak very nice all those languages, the sentence, the sadhu thought, so now I will finish the bird catcher's livelihood. I'm able to finish this. So they allow this all the birds fly. So they leave them. They went to forest, telling same thing, same sentence. So birdcatcher came and he saw, oh, so my livelihood is gone now. But his friend, he says, explain, do your job. Let them speak. They will come and they will eat and they will say something. So our situation also saying that. We may talk so many things. If we have no realization, then we can get a lot of trouble. So whatever we have to do according to realization. Our realization will appear through chanting. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the most important. That is why Mahaprabhu explained. We know everyone. We know this sloka, everyone here. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Iva Kivalam. Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatiram. You see this? Everyone knows. The meaning? Also knows. Right? But not believe. Only Harinam. Thus, it is enough. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Kivalam means only. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranatha. Listen, I am not telling this. This is a Bihan Naradiya Puran. Explain. Mahaprabhu preached. So Mahaprabhu, if we consider him as the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord himself, he explained that. And he also with his practice, he also himself, he's showing the example around whole area. Just his Sankirtan. He went to south, he went to Vrindavan, when he was in Navadvip, he was in Nilachal, always he was in Sankirtan. The Sankirtan is the ultimate way to realize. So Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, you are Kivalam. And Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. It means there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. If you look our previous acharyas, Srila Prabhupada Nityananda Thakur, and all our other acharyas, they are also giving this same instruction. When I took initiation from my Gurudev, that time he has no more. He came to our home, initiation to our home. The day of the initiation, when he giving the beads, explained, Baba, today I am giving you Krishna. This is your responsibility to protect. Because Krishna Nam and Krishna is not difference. So I am giving you, chanting bead means I am giving you Krishna. So Krishna with us, we get Krishna. Krishna, not only Krishna, Radharani too, because Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna.
I'm sorry. You said when you got your beads, he said, I'm giving you Krishna, now it's your responsibility. What?
To protect. So nowadays we are thinking we get initiation, we get Krishna. No. How much we have sincerity, that much we can get realization. Sincerity, what Maharaj explained, that Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hai Sadhu Sangha, association of sadhu. What sadhu, what I explained the sadhus, symptom, such type of sadhu, not with me. So, all of your sadhu, you can see, it's all of your working so hard. And all the way, you left your home and all the way come here to listen such simple things, right? And keeping your loss of tolerance, just sitting here. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
So, who is sadhu? All of you sadhu. So, this Krishna Bhakti Janmamul Hoy Sadhu Sangha, this association, this is every day, I heard that every day that program, like tomorrow morning is leaving, yeah?
Mm.
Tomorrow is Friday or Thursday?
Yes, sir.
Saturday one more sannyasi coming. Bhakti Krishna Madhav Maharaj, right? So he's coming. You can get also Sadhu Sangha. He's actually a great sadhu. He has lots of sincerity. So whenever he comes, we should try to be together with him. Actually, he has knowledge. He has knowledge about this also. You know, so much tattva. So that sadhu sangha is enough by your, with your sincerity, all your sadhu coming here. Maharaj coming, I am also interested to come. If you sadhu, you attract also. So, the birds of same should have flocked together. No? If you become sadhu, then sadhu will come to you. If you become cheater, then cheater will come to you. Right? The same way. So try to be sadhu and continue the association. Without association, you are unable to get such type of realization. What is the utility to be the human form? What is the utility to practice the path of devotion? It's not easy to understand. It's not easy to realize, but it is very easy if you get blessings from sadhu. Like sun, now sunset, right? If you put so many light with your mundane way of understanding, you are unable to see sun. But when sun rise early morning, by the ray of sun, we are able to see sun. By the blessings of sadhu, we are able to understand sadhu. By the blessings of Krishna, we are able to understand Krishna. With a mundane way of understanding, if you want to understand, we fail. So that is why we need dedication. Dedication is the door of devotion. Dedication to Guru Vaishnava. Guru is the greatest Vaishnava amongst the all Vaishnavas. Guru, Diksha Guru is like a father. Shiksha Guru is like an uncle. If you are a real son of a father, you should not avoid him. You should not avoid his brother too. Always have to keep balance, behaviors are balanced behavior. In such a way, we have to go ahead. If you look, the instruction of Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, he explained clearly, Kaharena kare ninda, Krishna Krishna vale. Ajay Chaitanya Sei Jini Rekuhile. If you really want to realize the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you have no right to criticize anybody. Kaharana Karaninda. Should not criticize anyone. When you listen to criticism, what to do? Our act should be Krishna, Krishna. Either we have to take leave, either we have to